From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meet at the White House. At a joint appearance, Mr. Netanyahu said there was no greater supporter of the Jewish people than the American president. For his part, Mr. Trump asked the Israeli premier to hold off on building Jewish settlements on land claimed by the Palestinians. He did not explicitly endorse a future Palestinian state, although the State Department says there has been no change in the U.S. position on that issue. The two leaders also plan to discuss relations with Iran and a possible move of the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. President Trump struck back Wednesday at media reports about alleged links between him and Russia. In a string of Twitter comments, the president blamed the intelligence community for what he called illegal leaks to the media. Reports appeared in the Washington Post last week, revealing conversations between ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and the Russian ambassador that happened before the election. Later, during an appearance with the Israeli prime minister, the president defended Flynn, saying he had been treated very unfairly by the media. Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced legislation Wednesday to prevent the administration from repealing sanctions on Russia without congressional appeal. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis sought Wednesday to allay NATO concerns about America's commitment to Europe's security. At a meeting in Brussels with his NATO counterparts, Mattis said the military alliance is central to the relationship between America and its European allies. NATO members see the meeting as a chance to reaffirm America's commitment to Europe's security. This is VOA News.